It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lac Parle County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And we say good morning to Josh Benega, Lac Parle Veteran Service Officer. How are you doing there, Josh?
Doing all right. Getting off a four-day weekend.
Yeah, you're working off all the calories from the turkey and all that kind of stuff?
Oh, trying to. Like I told you before, I was eating leftovers until Sunday.
That's right. Yeah, well, leftovers are good, right? You know, hot turkey sandwich with gravy on it and all kinds of stuff. So.
Yeah, but I will admit, you know, after Thanksgiving dinner, you know, Thursday night when I got home, I had two Chuck Wiggin sandwiches from the Holiday Station, but...
No lutefisk for, no, that's for Christmas.
No.
It's not a family tradition.
I like cod, but not lutefisk.
Yeah, right. No need to destroy the fish.
That's right. Fish is good by itself. No need to soak it in lye.
Don't poison the fish.
That's right.
Well, let's salute a veteran here today, shall we?
Of course. Today we're saluting Sergeant Vernon Arthur Strike. Vernon was born on August 14th, 1927, here in Madison, and passed away on December 4th, 2013, here in town again. He entered active duty in Minneapolis on December 8th, 1950, in the United States Army. He was honorably discharged just shy of 2 years later on September 19th, 1952, in Fort Custer, Michigan. He was a carpenter with the 72nd Engineer Company of the 5th Army. Spent 10 months and 24 days in foreign service over in Korea, served in the Korean War, and here in the Korea Service Medal with two Bronze Battle Stars. So we thank you, Vernon, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. Hats off to all the vets.
Yep. Every day is Veterans Day in my office.
They're all having a good holiday season.
Yes.
Well, let's talk about the topic today, the VA resuming debt collections in the new year.
Yeah. Some veterans have to pay copays for medical VA medical appointments, $15 or $50, or prescription drugs, or, you know, sometimes they're awarded, you know, too much in benefits, and you know, they've VA made a mistake and they've had to, you know, collect some payments, but they back in. Was it March, I think? April. They suspended all debt collection payments due to the COVID-19 pandemic to give people some more financial liberty to, you know, take care of themselves a little bit better. And we've talked about this in the past, but a press release came out by the Disabled American Veterans on November 23rd that starting January 1st, hard to believe that's only a month away.
That's right.
You know,
year is winding down here.
You know, and just my opinion, but the faster 2020 is in the rearview mirror, the better.
Well, yeah, let's hope 2021 is better.
Well, let's hope.
Yeah.
And you can't take away hope.
That's right.
But on January 1st, VA's Debt Management Center is planning to restart all debt collections, new debts, and those which have been paused during the COVID-19 pandemic. In April 2020, the debts had been temporarily halted in an effort to relieve some financial hardships faced by veterans during this economic shutdown during the COVID-19 pandemic. Some key pieces of information. The Debt Management Center will not start collecting on January 1st, but will start the due process and will give veterans 90 days to respond. So, you know, if you still can't make a debt, you know, a waiver or delay can be applied for. Veterans who currently have their debts paused can ask for an extension. And the Debt Management Center changed their practice from an automatic 12-month repayment plan to an automatic 36-month repayment plan. So if you incur a debt of, you know, a significant amount, what the Debt Management Center has done is they've divided it up in 12 equal installments, and they just, you know, withhold that much from benefit payments that way. But they're extending that out to 36 months.
Makes it a little easier.
That's right. That's right. So if you have questions on any VA debt, you can call the Debt Management Center at 800-827-0648. And, of course, contact our office. I have, I like to call it a bat phone.
is it red? Does it have a beam that comes out of it?
It is a veteran service officer line for the Debt Management Center.
Oh, okay.
And You know, it's a way we can get answers a little quicker. But I also want to share a press release that was sent out by the St. Cloud VA Healthcare System on November 6th. Due to COVID-19, the Department of Veterans Affairs announced in April 2020 that the agency was suspending collection actions and extending the terms of current repayment agreements until December 31st. In addition, VA stopped printing and mailing monthly patient statements for medical care and prescriptions as of April 6th. Printing and mailing of monthly patient statements is expected to resume January 2021. During the month of November 2020, a letter will be mailed to all veterans with account balances that will include the amount owed to date. The letter will reiterate to veterans that paying on the balance is voluntary at time of receipt. A sample letter is attached along with some frequently asked questions they're distributing to the field for support. An outgoing call campaign will also commence this month and will include revenue operations staff reaching out to veterans with a greater than $2,000 copayment balance accrued since April 2020. Debt relief programs are available to veterans and are detailed in the attached information in the November letter. Veterans can visit this website for additional information, and it gives a website for the, which will be printed in the Dawson Sentinel and the Western Guard this week. So, again, you can contact our office with any questions on debt. I've had a few calls saying, you know, I haven't got a statement from the VA for quite a while, and, you know, so, well, you know, look on your last statement. There should be an 800 number there. If you can continue to make payments and you want to, you can do so. But they're halting repayment until January 1st because of the COVID-19. So I've got a lot of calls on that lately. So, again, contact our office with any questions. We're in the lower level of the courthouse. Open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday.
Still green.
No snow yet.
So we're doing well. Made it through November without much.
Yeah, you know, this year I said I want to get back into ice fishing.
Yep.
You know, so I got some new gear and things like that.
Better wait a while. I wouldn't go out on the ice quite yet.
You know, a couple of weeks ago I was up in Breckenridge and Wahpeton. There were people already on the ice out there.
Yeah, it always amazes me how.
You know, I want to get back into that hobby, but I'm not crazy.
Crazy people out there. That's right.
You know, and just my luck, we'll have a nice mild winter because of me. So, because
well,
I want to get back into the cold and
we
snow.
Appreciate
and
the rest of us appreciate that.
So. Yeah, but you know, it's nice to see a little white.
That's right. Well, you know. I'm sure we'll probably have some by Christmas. We usually do.
Yeah, we've had it already, but it's come and gone.
Yep.
But anyways, you can reach us by phone at 598-3445.
All right. Well, appreciate the info there, and we will talk to you again next week, Josh.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Very good. Josh Benega, Lockparl Veteran Service Officer, Vets Info on the Air this morning here on Q92.
Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lockparl County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.